Now, the episode in the Buddha's life with which we're concerned tonight deals with, in fact, centers upon a rather unusual form of ordination. In fact, a quite unique form of ordination. So much so indeed that the present lecture could well have been entitled A Case of Ordination. The episode in question took place when the Buddha was staying among the Shakyas of Kapilavastu in a park known as the Banyan Park. The Shakyans, you may remember, were the people, the tribal people, so to speak, among whom the Buddha was born and among whom he grew up. And Kapilavastu was their capital. After the Buddha's enlightenment, many Shakyans became his followers, became his disciples. In particular, many Shakyan young men left home and became monks, inverted commas, under his guidance. And among these Shakyan young men who left home and became monks in that way, there was, of course, Ananda, the constant companion of the Buddha's later years. Now, while the Buddha was staying at Kapilavastu, many people came to see him. People he'd known before, friends, relations. And among them, there came Maha Prajapati. She was, of course, the Buddha's maternal aunt and also his foster mother. The Buddha's own mother, Maya Devi, had died when he was only a few days old, and it was Maha Prajapati, his maternal aunt, who'd brought him up. So on this occasion, when the Buddha was at Kapilavastu, she came to him, and she came with a request. In fact, it was almost a demand. And her request was a quite unusual one. In fact, it was extraordinary and unprecedented. It was nothing less than that women should be permitted to go forth from home into the homeless life under the Dharma Vinaya set forth by the Tathagata, that is to say, by the Buddha. She wanted to be ordained. So what was the Buddha's response to this request? Well, it was a categorical refusal. No beating about the bush. He just said no. And three times Maha Prajapati made her request. Three times she asked. And three times the Buddha gave a categorical refusal. Three times he said no. And he asked her not to wish for such a thing. So in the end, she just had to go away, unsatisfied. And the text, the Pali text says, or the translation of the Pali text says rather, that she went away sad, sorrowful, tearful, and wailing. So this is the first episode. Or perhaps I should say, the first half of the episode. The second half of the episode takes place sometime later. We're not told exactly when it takes place, but it's clear that the Buddha has left Kapilavastu. He's been wandering on from place to place, and he's come to Vaishali. And he's staying in the Mahavana, the great grove or the great forest, at the hall of the Peaked Gable. Meanwhile, what has Maha Prajapati been doing? Well, she hasn't exactly been idle. She doesn't apparently accept the Buddha's refusal to allow women to go forth from home into the homeless life under the Dharma Vinaya set forth by him. So what does she do? She gets her hair cut off and she dons the saffron robes and she sets off for Vaishali with a number of Shakyan women. Apparently, she is a very determined lady. She won't take no for an answer, even from the Buddha. And eventually, she arrives at the hall of the peaked gable. And she takes her stand outside the porch, we are told. Her feet, after the long journey, on foot of course, are swollen and dust begrimed, and she is, we are told, sad, sorrowful, weeping, and wailing. In that state, in that condition, she stands outside the porch. We're not told how long she stands there. Maybe for a few minutes, maybe for hours, maybe even for days. But sooner or later, Ananda, who is of course always with the Buddha, finds her. He also knows her, no doubt, because he's also a kinsman of the Buddha and therefore a kinsman of Mahaprajapati. He finds her and he asks her what she wants and why she's so upset. And she says it's because the Buddha does not permit women to go forth from home into the homeless life under the Dharma Vinaya set forth by him. Now, as we all know, Ananda is a very sympathetic soul. He feels very sorry for Mahaprajapati. So he does his best to help. He goes and sees the Buddha. He tells him what's happened. He tells him that Mahaprajapati has arrived. She's come all the way from Kapilavastu. She's standing outside the porch. She's weeping and wailing. But Ananda does more than that. He doesn't just tell the Buddha that Mahaprajapati is there. He suggests, out of the kindness of his heart, that the Buddha should grant her request. He suggests that women should be allowed to go forth from home into the homeless life. But the Buddha refuses Ananda's request just as categorically as he had refused Mahaprajapati's. He asks him not to wish for any such thing. And three times Ananda makes his request, and three times the Buddha refuses it. Three times he says no. But Ananda doesn't give up, even though the Buddha has said no three times. Ananda is very persistent. And after all, he knows the Buddha very well. He's very close to the Buddha. So what does he do? He argues with the Buddha. He actually argues with the Buddha. I suppose that's one of the privileges of a close friend or close companion, even a close friend or close companion of a Buddha. He argues with him. And he says, well, suppose women were to go forth, just suppose they were to go forth from home into the homeless life under the Dharma Vinaya set forth by the Tathagata. Then, suppose that was to happen, just suppose, would they be capable of attaining the fruit of stream entry? Or the fruit of once returning? Or the fruit of never returning? Or the fruit of arahantship? So the Buddha admits that women are so capable. So Ananda then seizes his opportunity. He says, well, Mahaprajapati has been of great service to the Buddha. Not to the Buddha, but to Siddhartha. When he was a little boy, when he was an infant, on the death of his mother, she actually suckled him. It would be a good thing, therefore, he says, if women were permitted to go forth from home into the homeless life.